Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, me, oh, my, to wake up as a conservative baby, a Bible-thumping capitalist supporting America-loving gun-toting conservative. Woo! Love it. Versus waking up on the other side of this issue. Yeah, waking up as a leftist. Understanding all that is in front of you, all the heap of lies that's been told, the dung that you've left in your wake everywhere you go. People stepping in and going, ooh, ooh, yeah, leftism. Remember the leftists who love themselves some Hunter Biden?
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I love that clip. I love that clip. Think about everything they said. They falsely accused your son. There's no evidence. Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy. Was he now? Huh. One of the people is a Fox News lady. I did Outnumbered with her. She was one of the people on that clip. Trump wanted dirt on the Bidens. No, he didn't. Trump wanted truth on the Bidens. And if they weren't dirty, then he wouldn't have gotten any dirt. They impeached Trump for what he wanted to get from the Bidens, which we now know is exactly what they were doing. Understand this. Trump got impeached for wanting the truth. Then they went on to say, every single media outlet says there's no there. That's pretty amazing. They spoke in absolutes. Every single media outlet says there's no there. And then they validated it even further. Get this. PolitiFact verified it. Well, heck, PolitiFact verified it. Well, yea, verily, it must be true, even though PolitiFact verifies a lot of nonsense. They get it wrong a lot. But no, don't believe your eyes, folks, because PolitiFact gets it wrong. They verified it. And in this case, it's got to be true, right? Because every single media outlet said there's no there. And let's remember, that Trump is an evil guy. Then Debbie Wasserman Schultz said this. It confirms that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity. And what did they call looking into Hunter? You know what they called it?
They called it a bogus investigation. That's been their term for a long time. That's a bogus investigation. There's been no proof. I love the, there's no proof. No proof, no proof, no proof. Bogus investigation. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz goes on to say, there's nothing illegal or unethical about what they've done. So not only is it not illegal, it's not even unethical. It's not immoral. It's not against public opinion. It doesn't raise any red flags. Nothing. You people are making it all up, you zealots, you Republican zealots, you conservatives. Oh, and I love this last line they said. The Biden family has demonstrated a lifetime of integrity. Wow. Let's reflect on that. Hunter the Renaissance man who used drugs in the Navy, went to the Navy for one reason, to get some military cred, got kicked out, got caught using drugs by DPS, you know, by officers, law enforcement people, sent him to boot camp for drug addicts, and he can't make that. Then he gets out. Was he coveting his big brother's wife, apparently, because he marries her, fools around on her with a stripper, has a baby with her. I mean, I can see where they say he has a lifetime of integrity. A crackhead who leaves his notebook or his laptop somewhere, you know, at a repair shop. And what do we get off of that? A plethora of lifetime of integrity by the Bidens. George Washington University, a law professor, Jonathan Turley, says Democrats are concerned. Here's a clip.
You know, the hotter this thing gets, it seems the more shrill Democrats are becoming in trying to make the whole thing go away.
Well, I think that's true, John. I think that there is almost a panic setting in with the media. They all want to move on because the alternative is to recognize one of the most significant corruption scandals in modern history. But it's something that the media played a role in suppressing. So they want everyone to move on, but that's just not going to happen. The evidence is mounting. And you had these two whistleblowers testify in Congress, and you'll notice the Democratic members asked very little about their specific allegations. And it's because they have been reduced in the amount of maneuvering room by this evidence. They didn't want to trip any wires. When one of them, Representative Dan Goldman from New York, tried, he ended up demolishing the Biden defense in less than 5 minutes. He got the witness to confirm that Joe Biden did, in fact, speak to his son about business dealings. So they're all in a position that they're hoping this will move on, but the public and more importantly these committees are just not moving on.
As Turley says, they all want to move on, but he also warns them the evidence is mounting. Indeed it is, folks, and we'll be back to talk more about it in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think that there is almost a panic setting in with the media. They all want to move on because the alternative is to recognize one of the most significant corruption scandals in modern history.
This week, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee entered a new phase in their investigation into what they call the Biden crime family. On Wednesday, a pair of IRS whistleblowers testified, claiming that the Justice Department intentionally delayed bringing charges against Hunter Biden. Last month, NBC News reported that Hunter Biden struck an agreement to plead guilty to two federal misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. He also faces a separate felony gun possession charge, which will likely be dismissed if he meets certain conditions. Now, when this all came up, Republicans called it a sweetheart deal and claimed that the Biden administration used its influence to sway the investigation. The White House said it had no role in decision making regarding the case and that Joe Biden has no ties to his son's business operations. During the week's hearing, one of the IRS whistleblowers said he witnessed the U.S. attorney, David Weiss, who oversaw the Hunter Biden case tell a room of senior FBI and IRS investigators in October that he was, quote, not the deciding person on whether charges are filed. Weiss disputes these allegations, and a little background here. Weiss was tapped by Donald Trump 5 years ago to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings. When Joe Biden took office in 2021, he did what presidents typically do. He asked for resignations of all Trump-appointed United States attorneys, except for David Weiss, so that David Weiss could continue to investigate his own son. Now, if you thought a hearing with two IRS whistleblowers was going to be tame, you'd be wrong. That hearing quickly devolved when the Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene displayed explicit photographs of Hunter Biden to the committee. This is the reality of the Republican investigation into the so-called Biden crime family. It's seemingly riddled with stunts and conspiracies.
That's all we got, but hey, let me tell you something. You'll say anything to keep your job. Yeah, that was Velshi. He'll say whatever. Look, he knows what's going on. The left knows what's going on in every one of these scandals. Remember, Barack Obama said he had a scandal. We had a scandal-free administration. I was lucky. No. Everything we're talking about, you want to know when it started? During Obama's scandal-free administration. With his scandal-free Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Remember her? Yeah, but no, Obama said, no, nothing, I got nothing, ain't got nothing on me. Ain't got nothing on me. Yeah. Squeaky clean he is. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. There's a guy who wrote a piece in the Daily Beast, which is a leftist rag, and he's essentially, here's the title of it. Here's why Biden's plea deal collapsed. And then the breakdown of the Hunter Biden plea deal, he writes, may have a silver lining for everybody. Really? So it may contain a silver lining for the defendant and for the U.S. Department of Justice. But not for us. Not for the conservatives. Federal District Court Judge Mary Ellen Noriega tanked the deal today after what was expected to be a straightforward hearing turned into 3 hours of drama where the plea deal was off and finally postponed altogether. Judge Noriega initially expressed concern over the scope of the plea agreement arising out of the DOJ's insistence that the investigation was still ongoing, despite reaching a plea agreement. Now, I want to stop there for just a second and say, how can an investigation still be ongoing, and this guy's trying to cut a plea deal? See, I'm going to tell you what was going on. They wanted to ram this deal down the throats of America. That's what they were planning. And I hate to go Scooby-Doo on you, but they almost got away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids. Oh, and of course, all the data that Hunter Biden has given to the Department of Justice. You know what's funny to me? You hear these lefties talk about this subject. They act like there was a real investigation that went on for Hunter Biden. Now, it's been outlined what happened. They sent this, they filed this FD 1023 form that had credible allegations about what Hunter Biden was doing. And they sent it to Pennsylvania, and I think the Philadelphia FBI office said, we see it, this is legit. Everybody in the food chain said it was legit. Then they sent it to where it was supposed to be prosecuted, investigated, looked into. And they did nothing. They sat on it for 5 years. Donald Trump, how long was he out of office before they raided Mar-a-Lago? This guy hasn't rested a day since he's been out of office. They've got multiple indictments against him. But Hunter Biden, with all the information we have, we still don't have a concrete, court date. Oh, there's a grand jury being drawn or whatever. We've been hearing about Hunter Biden grand juries for years. There are people serving multiple year sentences with a fraction of the evidence that we have on the Bidens. It's unbelievable to watch this play out. They said, the Biden team naturally took the position that the plea bargain should include protection against any other prosecutions. What Hunter Biden wanted, people, was a get-out-of-jail-free card. Once you get me on this misdemeanor, it covers everything I've done. You can't get me for drugs, prostitution, any of it. Laundering money, FARA guidelines, any of it. You can't call me a foreign agent. None of it. And they made it null and void, this deal. And it's funny that from the way you read, it sounds like Hunter Biden's attorneys were very cocky about it. This deal is off. This sweetheart deal is off. Like they could get a better deal. So it's understandable that people will wonder how possible it's possible that such a high-profile case, the full scope of the agreement was not completely hammered out beforehand. Yeah, you want to know why? Because we would have screamed like banshee monkeys if they had said Hunter's going to get off of everything. They were trying to shoehorn this little thing in and then win it on a technicality down the road. The guy goes on to say, if the judge had accepted the plea as is, then the DOJ, whether under Garland or perhaps a future Republican AG, if they later tried to bring additional charges in, Biden would have had a good argument that the government was barred by the plea agreement from doing so. He wanted to take a misdemeanor that would block all of his felonies. Now, I want you to contrast this with what's going on with Donald Trump, where they've taken a misdemeanor and they want to make it into a felony. These people are incorrigible. If you show any sign of weakness, if you give in any way, they will backstab you. They will bugger you. They will bugger the dog. They will steal from you, beat you, take your car, take your woman. They will drag you down the street, throw you off the bridge. I don't know how many ways can I kill you, Wile E. Coyote, huh? They will do it. This was a definite attack on the American jurisprudence system, a slap in the face that they were trying to get away with. And thankfully, they weren't able to. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Survivors of sexual assault by former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar suing MSU over what they call secret decisions regarding releasing documents in the case. The White House says that the president will not pardon son Hunter Biden. A hearing will resume today to determine the sentence for a Michigan school shooter, Ethan Crumbly, pleading guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. A ruling is expected in the coming days. The heat in Phoenix, Arizona is literally deadly. The Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office says their capacity is at 106% amidst a heat wave that's brutal, even by Phoenix standards. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jonathan Turley says evidence is mounting. Democrats are panicked. I think you would probably agree with him, right? I certainly do. Here's what was interesting when they, and we're going to play this clip. We played it a couple days ago, but it was the Democrats' response to the whistleblowers. And just for the record, when the whistleblowers were helping the Democrats, they were the best people out there. They were, oh, these whistleblowers against Trump. Oh, the whistleblowers. And then there's a clip circulating that shows how they feel about whistleblowers then and how they feel about whistleblowers now. But you know the problem with the whistleblowers that they're trying to mitigate, that they're trying to deride right now? They're so believable. Because they're truthful. One of them, as you know, is a gay man who is a Democrat. And he said, look, I just want to do the right thing. Well, you picked the wrong party to put a fight against Democrat because your kind, they don't like it. Anyway, I want to play this clip because it's a very telling clip about what the Democrats had nothing to offer during the whole congressional hearings about Hunter Biden. So here's what they had to say.
The real criminal and the actual threat to our democratic institutions is Donald Trump.
I would welcome also a hearing on the former president's history of tax evasion and how long it took to see his tax returns.
We are here today because Donald Trump is exerting an influence campaign in Congress when he is no longer president of the United States.
Imagine the desperation when the only thing you have is Trump is the real criminal and Trump, look at him for tax evasion. Yeah, let's do that. Oh, wait, already have. Trump is exerting an influence campaign, said AOC. Every answer they have is all about Trump. But you know what they don't do? They don't address the actual crime. They want to deflect. They want to get you looking the other way. Are you? Or have you figured it out? Do you understand that there's a magic act going on? And you know the difference with this magic act? You already know how the trick is done. Oh, I know you didn't really saw the lady in half. I know you didn't do this. I know there's a hidden door in the thing where the thing is happens or whatever. I know I saw where you palmed it or did. You know the tricks. So when you go to the magic show, you're like, eh. you got to bring something new, Houdini. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what somebody wrote. Actually, this was Turley who wrote this about the Fox News guys, but I want to talk about go back to this deal that fell through. A guy made a comment about it. He says the pretrial diversion agreement was written actually much broader than just the gun charge. If Hunter were to have completed probation, the pretrial diversion agreement prevented the DOJ from ever bringing charges. And they knew, and this is nothing new to you now because you've probably seen other media outlets. I'm just repeating it, but I'll add some flavor to it here in a minute. But they knew this. This was yet another attempt. Now, I'm not blaming anybody for this one. I blame the DOJ a little bit, but his lawyers are supposed to do everything they can to get him off. So their trickeration was expected. But you wouldn't think the DOJ would have just rubber stamped it. And that's what they did. That's what you should be asking yourself. Why? Why would you rubber stamp a deal that Well, Kevin, the statute of limitations ran out on parts of it. No, they slow walked it, so the statute of limitations would run out on some of it. But on other parts of it, there were no statute of limitations running out on it. Not on FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act, not on that. There was no time limit on bringing new charges, looking at Hunter's taxes and saying, wait a minute, we shouldn't be paying for his sex club memberships. We shouldn't be paying to fly prostitutes to him across the country in a violation of the Mann Act. We shouldn't be paying the fees that these prostitutes were charging. What else has he written off? Let's launch a new investigation. TikTok, the time starts all over again. This guy writes, he says, Judge Noreika smelled a rat. She understood that the lawyers were painting her into a corner and hit the ball. Instead, she backed DOJ and Hunter's lawyers into a corner by pulling all the details into the open and then indicating she wasn't going to approve a deal as broad as what she had discovered, that the DOJ was attempting to save face. And what they did is this blew the doors off of everything because they wanted, if they could get Hunter off, they got Joe off. And that was going to be their ploy. If they could exonerate Hunter, Joe was a free man. Well, there's no investigation here. Despite having mountains of evidence, we would have been sunk. Back to square one, we know they cheated. Yeah, and the Democrats going, you know we cheated. Now you got to prove it. Ha, na, 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 na. So what about your 2,000 mules and your geotracking? Ha, we got J6 people still in prison for our lie, for what we told. Ha, 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 ha. That's what they did. That's what they continue to do every single day. They throw it in our faces. Look at us. We're cheaters. Well, it blew up. And there's going to be more to the story. They believed that FARA was going to get covered under this deal. The pretrial diversion agreement language was broad enough to cover it. But now Hunter pleads not guilty. And you know what's interesting about it? Hunter's pled not guilty to something he was willing to take a plea on. So, Hunter, you're willing to admit your guilt before, but now you're going to plead not guilty. Hunter Biden knew that there are other investigations going. He knew that he would be held accountable for these other things. And oh, by the way, what else have we found out about Delaware? Remember us talking about this kid, Macklin, who worked for Joe Biden, was Joe Biden's transition team, etc., then went to work for who? That would be David Weiss. In Delaware. Delaware politics. How did this thing move from the Hunter Biden stuff move from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Delaware? It moved to Delaware because Biden could control it in Delaware. See, what you learn about senators in their states, they're very powerful. And Joe Biden ruled the roost. As stupid as he is, he did have political clout. He got many people their jobs. He could hire and fire. The same threat that he made to that prosecutor Shokin in Ukraine, he could make to anybody in Delaware. And they towed the line. So when this case moved to Delaware, it moved into Joe Biden's backyard, the bosom of Joe Biden territory. And so, I'm not going to rehash what this judge did. Because I want to move on to this actual deal that Hunter was cutting stateside. And what's interesting about that to me is I always wondered it. I said, Hunter Biden flew to places to get big money from, you know, Burisma, and he's, you know, in Ukraine. He flew to, he was in Russia, wherever. He was in Romania with his daddy. He was in China setting up these big deals. But there were lots of deals that were close to home. You know, why would you go so far, leave your backyard, when there's money to be made right in front of you? Let me put this on here. And it always surprised me. And you know what we learned? We learned that Hunter did exactly that. You know, also, the other thing is Hunter was needed to cut his teeth on some smaller deals. I'm going to get to that in just a bit.
I think they had a deal. This was a sweetheart deal. This was designed to give Hunter Biden a slap on the wrist, let him get away with zero jail time. And its most important function was to cover up for the big guy, to cover up from Joe Biden, to say all these matters are done, it's all closed, it's over. I think if this plea hearing had been the day after the plea deal was announced, I think it probably they would have stuck to their guns and it might well have been approved. But what happened is, several weeks passed, and in the several weeks passed, more and more evidence came out. The FD-1023 from the FBI came out. The two IRS whistleblowers testified before the House of Representatives, accusing the Attorney General Merrick Garland of lying under oath, accusing the Attorney General of obstruction of justice in this case. And suddenly, the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office in the court realized they couldn't stand up in court and say, oh, no, 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 we're not going to investigate any of this new evidence that's all come roaring out. That became impossible to say. So they said, well, yeah, of course we're going to investigate that. And suddenly Hunter's lawyer said, we're out of here. And the whole thing blew up. I'm glad it blew up. This deal stunk from day one. And it was about covering up Hunter and, more importantly, covering up Joe Biden's involvement in the corruption.
Welcome back, folks. Ted Cruz, senator from Texas. Man, I know pretty well. Been a lot of events with Ted. I think he nailed it. Wow. It's about Joe Biden. This is little to do with Hunter and much to do with how do you protect Joe. And as I said, they tried. They tried to pull a fast one, but now they got to do something different. And Hunter pleading not guilty, and we went over his plea deal and the different things that it may come back to bite him, the stipulations of his freedom. But Cruz is on to something here. Because the biggest thing with the left is, well, there's still no linkage to Joe Biden because they've shifted gears. They've shifted gears on a couple things. How they're describing how Joe interacted with Hunter. Oh, he was not his business partner. Yeah, he may have met with people, but he wasn't his business partner, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We've been at this since 2018. They initially said there were no foreign deals. Then they shifted and said there were, there might have been foreign deals, but the Bidens made no money. Then it became Joe Biden didn't know about any of the deals. Then it became Joe Biden didn't participate in any of the deals. And now it's that he was not in business with his son. Look, the implications for this are huge, Jesse. If you look at that 1023 form that the FBI released, if that document is true, that document reveals that one of the people that was at those meetings that heard the conversations about bribing the Bidens worked for
President Zelensky. Who really wants to believe, if that meeting took place and that document is accurate, that that individual did not go and report to President Zelensky what he heard? And again, if that document is true, who wants to believe that President Zelensky and his administration have not used that as leverage over Joe Biden when it comes to negotiations on Ukraine policy? We may all have to start learning the Ukrainian word for compromise, because this is a very clear indication of how this has shaped this administration's policy towards Ukraine and also towards China.
Welcome back, folks. That was Peter Schweikert. Investigative reporter has written many books on the Bidens, the Clintons. He wrote Clinton Cash, and now he's probably got something on the Bidens. I don't know. He was on Jesse Waters, and he brought up some more interesting points. But as I mentioned earlier in the previous segment, I want to look at domestically what the Bidens were doing, because it made sense that Hunter wouldn't leave all the potential that was in Delaware and how the family had set it up for his dad, who'd been a senator there forever. People are afraid of politicos like Biden because Biden is vindictive. Not as bad as Schiff, but close. And so while he was feathering his nest, the family's nest across the pond, talking, you know, when he's dealing with Ukraine, Russia, Romania, and China, according to the Delaware News Journal, there were emails on Hunter's laptop where he was attempting to infiltrate the Delaware political system, as he's linked to lots of different companies. And each of these companies appears to have wanted special treatment from the Delaware state government that you can only get when you're partnered with an influence peddler. And of course, as I said, the evidence was on Hunter's laptop. And in these exchanges with various businesses, Hunter acted as a mediator, as Delaware was looking to bounce back from the recession of 2008, you know, the one that Barack Obama presided over. And in his role as a mediator, Hunter personally contacted the Delaware Economic Development Office, they call it DEDO, based on the emails that he sent. Now, these business dealings occurred simultaneously with what he's doing in his overseas business, which, of course, was selling access to his father. And, of course, no different than what he was doing here. However, as the conversations between Hunter and state officials do not appear to violate any laws, the media decided they wouldn't cover this stuff. Still, as George Washington professor, I forget her name. What was her name? She explained it. I heard the clip. She said that most people in politics care about ethics, and they take pains to avoid these types of situations, but not the Bidens. The emails reveal that Hunter directly interacted with government officials while he was working with his financial firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, as well as other officials using Hunter Biden's name in correspondence in various business dealings. So the Biden name in Delaware, you got to imagine it carries weight. I know, folks, we look at the Bidens as a bunch of morons, fit for Jerry Springer and Maury Povich's shows. I call him Maury Springer. But it is. It's fit for that. But now I want to ask you the obvious question. Because what I want you to understand is this. It is okay for Hunter Biden to say, you know what, Dad? I'd like to bring business into Delaware. It's our hometown. I mean, it's our home state. We should be bringing them in. We need to bring economic development. I live in Arizona. I'd like to see Arizona grow with good quality companies, become known for something. There's nothing wrong with that. There are many advocates for that. And I'm not weighing one side or the other. Some people, it's self-serving. They say, if I can help bring a company here, it's self-serving because I'll serve on the board. I may know some people. Whatever. I get it. Other people go, no, I just want to see our community grow. And I'm okay with every part of the spectrum until you get devious about it. Hunter could want to improve his state, attract these new business, and in brokering these deals, he's entitled to be compensated. There was one they talked about in an email dated April 12th of 2010. a DDoS staffer named Patricia Cannon told Hunter they would pull out all the stops, that was a quote, for two of his client companies, DuCool, D-U-C-O-O-L, and Aqua Sciences. Now, both of these companies, pardon me, were considering moving to Delaware. That's okay. And DDO is a Delaware government cabinet-level agency that's responsible for attracting new businesses. So if Hunter says, look, this is a win for everybody. The company is looking to relocate. I don't know. I don't know either of these companies. If we can bring them here, be economic development. Way to go, Hunter. Clearly nothing wrong there. But as most things involving the Bidens, there's always a backstory, right? The timeline for the Biden-Dito connection dates back to, of course, Joe's time as a senator. And as it turns out, Joe's brother-in-law, Bruce Saunders, received his appointment as a director of DDo in the 70s due to none other than, anybody want to guess? Joe Biden. No surprise there, right? I'm not an investigator, but I suggest to the powers that be that are looking into the Bidens and the deals for the two companies, DuCool and Aqua Sciences, that Hunter represented, and I use my finger quotes, I'd say follow the money. Find out what they got. What did Hunter promise them? I want to repeat, no crime exists for bringing new companies into Delaware or anywhere else. But if you look under the hood of this deal, I bet you're going to find some big advantages for the companies and the Bidens. And of course, it's going to be at the expense of Delaware taxpayers. Now, I want to circle back again to this Mackler. I called him Macklin earlier, but it's Mackler. Alexander Mackler worked as a prosecutor under U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, where Hunter has mysteriously avoided any crimes that the average Americans would have spent years in prison for had they done exactly the type of things that Hunter's done. But it gets better. Hunter and Snyder Mackler are so close that the pair had a grief session when Donald Trump defeated Hillary in 2016. Here's what Mackler said to Hunter. I'm trying very hard to take solace in the fact that more people in this country feel like us than like Trump's people. So he's anti-Trump, pro-Biden, and involved in this. Mackler also just so happened to have meetings with White House attorneys after Biden's election in 2020 when his boss Weiss was investigating, finger quotes, Hunter. But as the person who posted this on Twitter said, nothing to see here. Folks, let me tell you. I know enough from watching Hollywood movies about the grift and the graft and the criminal activities of people that we hold near and dear, people that we, you know, respect. I know enough. I've learned even more as a politico, being a bit on the inside, working campaigns, working with the strategist, being a strategist, but, you know, my strategy is around how do you fight back on silly stuff. Their strategy is on ruining people. Believe it or not, folks, there are folks out there, their job is to ruin you. Do you watch the show Yosemite? Not Yosemite. Yeah, Yosemite. Is that, no, what was it called? With Kevin Costner. The ranching story. Anyway, whatever. Yellowstone, Yosemite. Yellowstone. The girl in that show, I forget her name. She is a professional ruiner. That's what her job is. Her job is to go out and ruin people. And you hire her, she will... I mean, I'm looking for a strategic way through all the right mechanisms. She wants to ruin you. That's what the Bidens will do. That's what the Democrats will do to you if you dare strike against them. You don't want these people elected, seriously.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.